The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
I can't say enough how thrilled I am to have you here as a mom of an individual who was diagnosed with autism spectrum disorder. It's just an extra special treat to hear you and hear your words. So I'm going to shut up and let you talk because I know that there's a lot of things that you wanted to share with us this morning, but I'm here with you and I'm not going anywhere.
Well, thank you and good morning. And it's a delight to be with you via Zoom. We live in a very difficult time right now. And the first rule that I learned 70 years ago when I was raising Temple in a much easier time is that there are no answers. There are only choices. But choices can be changed, and you will change them, and you will be changed by them. So you better just embroider that on a pillow and sleep on it every night. And know, too, that there's hope. We learn and we change, both us and our children. And that means, as time goes on, we make better choices. I think of the words of science writer Matt Ridley. He said, "The genes are not the implacable little determinists we thought they were. The way their promoters turn on and off is entirely determined by external experience. And external experience is us." Also, our children are open to life, experience, and it will affect them. Never underestimate the value of education. And that being so, I'm going to start with a little education before we get to your questions. What is it, first of all, that we can do that our children can't do? It looks easy. Shannon, you and I have been talking to each other. Feels social, feels spontaneous. But actually, most of it is neurological. And this is what our children lack. It's either not in their neurology, or it's skewed, or maybe it's both. And what's lacking? The best illustration, and I've told it over and over, but it's so exact, I'm going to tell it again. It's about my youngest grandson, Nicholas. I have only grandsons. I have five, and they're all grown men now. But Nicholas was a baby then. He was a baby just beginning to talk. And the first words that his grandmother heard him say were not mama, dada, but Oreo. He pointed to the cookie jar and he said Oreo. We all laughed, but I knew that that meant his neurology was complete. This is what he had that a lot of our children don't have. First of all, conceptual thinking, the idea of something. Nicholas understood the idea of what a cookie is for. Now you can say to an autistic child, point to the shovel. He could point to it. But if you say, what are you pointing to? Point to the thing you dig with. He's lost. He doesn't have the idea of what a shovel does. And he doesn't know, therefore he can't generalize. He doesn't know that his father's snow shovel and his little sandbox shovel are both shovels. He can't generalize. And the best example I can think of that is a young man that I know today who's about 30. Now, he lives here in New York City, and he's learned that he can cross the street when the light's green, and he can't cross the street when the light's red. So he knows enough on the streets right around where he lives. He's memorized them. What he can't do is understand that all streets operate the same way. He cannot generalize that all red and green lights mean the same thing. That limits him to the neighborhood where he's memorized the lights. Now, the next thing that Nicholas could do was context. Where are we? He understood already that he was in his high chair where he got things to eat. And if he wanted a cookie, he better speak up fast before somebody took him out of that place. Our children do not understand context. They cannot deal with prepositions. Temple had a lot of trouble with prepositions, understanding over, under, around, in between. They don't see the relationship of us to where we are, or one object to another, or even one idea to another. They don't understand relevance. Again, I think of a really smart Asperger man who can do all of these things. You see, what our children are very good at is logic and memory. He can memorize anything. He can do mathematical genius work, but he cannot understand context. And therefore, he's stuck driving a taxi cab. Now, the next thing Nicholas could do was shared information. He understood that we had a different mind from his, and he would get the idea of a cookie from his mind into our minds. And how did he do it? He looked at us. And he pointed to the cookie jar. He didn't look at the cookie jar. He looked at us. He understood that's the way you share information. All this had taken place in a baby before he could barely talk. Now, at the moment, Excuse me, I just dropped a page on the floor. Hold on.
Well, and while you're getting that, Eustacia, I just want to acknowledge that a lot of people have already started writing in and saying hello to you and sending you messages of love, saying how much they love Future Horizons, that Future Horizons writes great blogs, and they're just the world is saying hello to you and saying you're such an incredible mother and advocate for all of us and for Temple and... that you inspire them. So I just wanted to share that somebody said, hi, beautiful mom. So it is so wonderful to be able to see you. So in a way, I'm glad your page dropped so we had an opportunity for those people to spread some love on you.
Well, that's, thank you. And that means everything to me. I think of all the people that have helped me all of my life and Temple's life, and I was too young and too dumb to know to thank them. I can only thank them today by trying to do some of what they gave me when Temple was growing up.
It's beautiful.
I just want to get this last point in, yes. Because time always, things go, takes more time than we wish it did.
Yes.
Executive function. Nicholas could put it all together and act on it. Now, part of the problem, this is what I wanted to say, is autism sees everything, but they don't see how it connects And they see the chairs, the floor, the podium, all in separate detail. And they can recall those details better than we can. They're great at memory and logic, but they can't put the details together meaningfully. So they memorize what's happened and figuring that tomorrow they'll know how to do it. Tomorrow's different. And the difference is not logical. There's no way to put the scene together the way it was yesterday. And this is why a lot of our children are rigid. They're trying to make the moment stand still. It doesn't stand still. And that's why it's important, as much as we can, to establish daily consistency and expectation. It helps anchor them.